Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Friday afternoon, we put your questions to people working in maybe different interesting professions, or maybe they're from an unusual background, whatever their career. We love to get your suggestions. And today we are talking to Charles Coyle, who's the managing director of Emerald Park. Charles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. We've loads of questions in from listeners. Everything to do with, you know, the running of a theme park. It's 087 1400 106. That is the number. But how did you guys end up running Emerald Park?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. People ask me that a lot. So initially when we started out, this was just going to be an extension of the brand, the Tato brand. Mm. My father, Ray, had travelled extensively over the years and he had seen places that were extensions of the brand. I mean, if you think Guinness Storehouse, Butler's Chocolate Factory, and then there's bigger things like Hershey Park. So he was like, you know, it'd be great if we did something that, you know, people could do a tour of the factory, learn a bit about the brand, and then, you know, they might, you know, come to love the brand as we do. And that gradually developed, and we opened in 2010 and started adding some rides in, and very quickly it snowballed into the idea of actually an amusement park, all of its own, completely separate to the brand. And it just kind of ran away from us.
Yeah, because it's funny, you know, often you might ask people, like, as a child, what they'd love to do, and, you know, or if they won the lotto, like, they'd love a theme park, you know. But it's an unusual, it's a rare experience you meet somebody who actually has a theme park.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, we're part of some trade organizations, and you get to meet a couple of people like ourselves, families that own theme parks, but there's not that many people anyway.
Yeah. It's an interesting job for sure. Anyway, loads of our listeners have questions for you, Charles, about the business of running theme parks. If you want to pop on your headphones, 087 1400 106, that's the number. Take a listen to this message from Warren.
How do you go about designing a new roller coaster? Is there a specific thing that suits your site, or is it a case that a designer comes to you and says, this is what you can or can't do with what you've got there?
Good question.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways of doing it. So for what we're opening at the end of May in Tiernanogue, what we did there was we know that we want to be everything to everyone, have something for the thrill seekers and something for the families as well. So we went to a couple of roller coaster manufacturers at these trade shows who we've used before, and we said, this is what we're thinking. We want to do this and we want to do that. Will you propose some ideas to us? So we had a couple of people come to us and suggest some ideas. So with the ones that we ended up going with, they suited what we wanted in terms of not too scary, but still very thrilling, but something that everyone will want to go on again and again. I mean, we're spending a considerable amount of money on the whole new land, $22 million. So we could have built the biggest, scariest, most terrifying roller coasters ever. But what's the point in that? I mean, you
why
want
are we
to
not
enjoy
thrill
it.
Seekers, or do we?
Oh no, much to the contrary. We have a lot of you know, roller coaster fans in the country.
Yeah.
But it's more, if you build something terrifying, people will go on it once and they won't go again.
Okay,
you
so
know?
You've got it right. That's really interesting. So you've got to find the roller coaster that's
the right balance. Yeah,
yeah. Very good. We've another message from Grace.
When designing or planning new attractions or events for Emerald Park, do you have to consider weather and how that will affect things?
Oh, the weather, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think of last summer with all that horrible rain. But yeah, absolutely. It is something that you need to consider. But fortunately, with these roller coaster manufacturers, particularly the ones that we use, they have to factor in weather for all kinds of eventualities. I mean, if you think of some of the roller coasters in the UK and indeed in Norway, Sweden and Finland, they are able to run in almost all types of weather. And fortunately, the roller coasters that we have on site, the only time that they will stop is if it's gale force, you know, because if it stopped every time it rained, geez, it wouldn't be a very good park.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, like the idea of this, the trade shows that you talk about, do they actually design a roller coaster for you, or do you just go in and you're kind of, you know, you pick a roller coaster out of the warehouse or something?
It's a bit of both. So you go to manufacturers that you may have gone on their roller coasters in other parks and you thought they were really good. And you may have gone on a specific type of roller coaster that has a really cool part of it, you know, different types of twists and turns, and you say to them that, you know, we'd like to include this if possible and we want to include that. But I mean, it's actually incredible when you get into it how many different types of roller coaster manufacturers there are. There's one that just do wood, and we have, of course, the amazing Cú Chulainn. And then there's ones who just deal in steel ones and family ones and all sorts of different types.
We have another question in from Peter.
I always imagined death insurance must be a killer for theme parks. Is that the case?
I dread to think what your bill must be.
It's not cheap anyway, that's for sure. I mean, we're all aware of how difficult the insurance market is in Ireland and claims and things like that. And we actually can't get insurance in Ireland because it's such a specialised type of insurance that we need. We have to go to the London markets where they insure places like Merlin Parks, like Alton Towers and Thorpe Park and Blackpool Pleasure Beach and things like that. So it's very difficult and it's not cheap.
No, it's funny because the amount of times we talk here in the show, you know, about play parks closing, even people that rent out bouncy castles. So I can't begin to imagine.
It has gotten better over the number of years. There has been some changes to the Book of Quantum and awards are coming down and things like that. But it's not cheap and it's difficult anyway.
Listeners looking for a sort of a ballpark rough estimate on the price of a roller coaster. Maybe they're going to win the cash machine later today. It's over 100 grand. So.
Well, I mean, you can spend anything. I mean, the Dino Dash, for example, cost about 2.5 million. The wooden roller coaster cost 5.5 million. And then these two new roller coasters and a new ride, the Celtic Dreamer, this whole new land cost 22 million. You
22
know?
Million for so two roller coasters and a...
Another ride, which is called the Celtic Dreamer. It's a classic ride. But I mean, literally, it depends on the size and the scale and indeed how scary you want to make it.
There you go. We have another question in, Charles, from Ellen.
So how do you go about testing roller coasters? Or like, who's the brave person who rides it first?
Is that a job in itself?
Not exactly. So it's not as fun as you would think. Like, you know, just lash onto the roller coaster and give it a spin.
It's terrifying. I don't want to be the first person on it.
Well, the guys who went on it first, they are the guys who actually helped put it together and commission it from the company that we used called Vekoma. And these guys go all over the world and install and commission rides, and they always go on it first because they know exactly how to, the things to look for if there's a bump in such a spot or whatever. And indeed, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, I went on it first just to make sure it was okay for you. But I have managed to sneak on. And
oh, really?
Yes, it is incredible. But the amount of testing and commissioning that goes into the two rides that we have, they're running for about 3 or 4 weeks nonstop. I think we have about 2,000 or 3,000 laps on each ride before even anyone, not even myself or anyone gets onto it. You know.
And how long does it take so they're built typically in the UK, are they? Or made?
No. So these ones are Dutch designers.
Okay.
And they, you get them from all over the world, but the biggest concentration of roller coaster designers are the Netherlands, Germany and Switzerland. Mm. Those are the best three. And the Italians also do loads of other rides as well. But those are where the roller coaster manufacturers are from.
And from first commission to the first bum in the seat, how long does that take?
Well, for these two rides, once we shook hands with the designers, to now it's been 7 years. That's planning restrictions in Ireland and things like that.
Okay.
Delayed a lot of it. And then COVID, of course, delayed it a little bit as well.
Okay.
But it's mainly planning difficulties in Ireland.
Right. 087 1400 106 is the number if you have a question for Charles Coyle today. We have another voice note in from Helena.
Do you take inspiration from other theme parks like Disneyland and Alton Towers?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, Disneyland is, and the Walt Disney Company in general, is the best theme parks in the world. You know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to go there. But whilst you look to those to get some inspiration and, you know, those are the standard bearers, you also have to, you know, look at other parks closer to home in Europe. I mean, family run parks, in my opinion, are the best run parks because they're not caught up with any bureaucracy or anything like that. There's so much love and detail that goes into family run parks. Some of the best ones, in my opinion, Paulton's Park, which is the home of Peppa Pig World in Southampton, Europa Park, which is the second biggest park in Europe, family owned and operated. And we go to those, we see what is achievable.
You're on a research trip away.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
the accountants always raise eyebrows there. But you go and you see what's achievable without like big VC funds behind you and things like that. But those are the ones that we would model ourselves off and try and emulate in some small way.
Do you know, it's funny, I think... having maybe just from doing J1s in the States a couple of years ago, not a couple of years ago, it's a while back now, I remember trying to kid. But like when you're there and even doing the theme parks as an adult, do you know what? They're nearly more fun and cracked, I think, than as a kid.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I absolutely love them. And whilst it is research trips as well, they are so much fun.
Really?
And the going to them when you're in the industry as well is great fun as well, because you know how much difficult work goes on behind the scenes to bring it to where it is. Mm. So you get a different level of appreciation of it. But look, I absolutely love going
as
well.
It's funny, actually, listeners were wondering to ask you today here in WhatsApp, do you actually like roller coasters? Like another texter is wondering, where do you go on holidays? Do you go to theme parks or is it a bit of a
holiday,
busman's holiday? Yeah.
Oh, look, I mean, you do go to those around trade shows and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, at the moment, we haven't got a huge amount of holidays. Myself and the whole team in there putting this new land together, Tiernan Oak. But it's definitely, look, you can still go there and enjoy it without getting caught up in the work side of things.
Have you ever played the games theme park simulator or roller coaster?
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah,
wondering?
Yeah. I haven't, but... my sister did, and she loved it. And I've seen, I know actually a couple of people in the industry that started off playing those games and got into it. Like, yeah,
and
but I never did.
Yeah. Do roller coasters have a shelf life, asks the listener?
Well, I mean, a lot of people ask that about the wooden roller coaster, the Cú Chulainn. Like, surely all the wood is going to rot and things like that. But the wooden roller coaster, for example, has a shelf life of about 50 years because of the way they treat the wood and things like that and all the new technologies. But the ones that we're building at the moment, I mean, never even thought to ask, but like if the wooden roller coaster lasts for 50, these guys...
And for your lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there are ones that are 60, 70 years old and still going strong.
But you're Space Mountain in Disneyland.
Exactly.
And that's
still
there. Like that's still the sort of the brand of that roller coaster. You think at this stage there'd be something new or flashier or...
Yeah, some of the classic rides like Space Mountain people never get tired of.
How often are they serviced?
Well, we have a team in there of about 30 people. And so there are daily, weekly, monthly checks. And then we bring in some roller coasters. Well, some engineers that specialize in doing nothing but amusement parks. They check the rides every year, or actually twice a year. So they do. So there is a huge amount of maintenance. I mean, safety is the most important thing in a theme park, as you can imagine. Like, you know, you live and die on that reputation. So there is a huge amount of work that goes into them. But the other side of it, aside from them just being safe, if you look after a machine, they're not going to break down in the middle of summer when you need them working for everyone.
You mentioned the new two roller coasters that you've added. Are they officially open yet to the public?
No, they are opening the 22nd of May. That whole new line is going to open 22nd of May to the public. Really excited, as it's been 7 years towards opening, but they're really exciting. So one of them is called Nafinia Force. And to give you a little bit of an idea, it's 2 meters higher than the Cú Chulainn coaster, but the track is above your head, so your legs dangle freely to the ground.
Oh my God,
and that's going to turn you upside down and inside out. And then there's a family one as well.
And that's not even the absolute thrilling one that you mentioned that'll terrify people.
No, no.
There's something about being turned upside down that just,
That's not for everyone, no.
Yeah, you still do it and then you're like, oh God, did I actually go through that? Charles, listen, thanks a million for joining us today on Ask Me Anything. That's Charles Coyle, General Manager of Emerald Park. Charles, thanks a million for your time on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.